Ladies and gentlemen, to hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live on Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Studio B from 10 p.m. till midnight, Wednesday nights in the US. And for the New Zealand listeners, that'll be Thursday from 4 p.m. till 6 p.m. obviously, and respectively. Now, not only is this a listener-supported broadcast that you can support by donating $5 a month at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com, but this is actually a listener-supported network as well. So if you go to the homepage, freedomslips.com, you can donate and to support the network and all the various eclectic voices. I think there's something like 70 hosts on this network, so it's a good platform for many people to get out their varying spins on the truth. Speaking of a spin on the truth, talk about a good man. Talk about somebody who's been through it. Talk about somebody who's given up everything in order to benefit other people's lives. Santos Bonacci from UniversalTruthSchool.com. Welcome back, Santos. Santos, are you there?
I must have had mute. Yes, thanks, Vinny.
Now, what did you make of my analysis over there? I'll read this out again, just for recap's sake. Can you name me one person who's done the free man, sovereignty, or straw man thing that didn't get arrested, harassed, or tortured by the authorities? Two, still has their private property, house, car, and boat. Three, didn't lose their children or partner. Four, currently has a good life, good work, happy family, and five, has no PTSD or mental or social problems. Because I think this is how the establishment actually reacts to protect itself from taking all of those things from us. Well, especially when we're kind of hitting it on the mark, you know what I mean?
Yep. Yep. And they make these people appear to be kooks, you know, and they put them in jail because they do not want people to know that these people have discovered the de jure lawful side of things, and that it would be paradise tomorrow if we all followed the law, you know, and the legalities, well, you know, let that belong to the clubs who write them, you know, parliamentary clubs, lawyers who do nothing other than make more and more rules for society to burden them down so that they can steal their energy from them. They are not only doing a disservice to humanity and hurting and harming and injuring them, they are doing the same to themselves. For when it will be discovered, when this is will be discovered and be dealt with, it will be a very sad day for them if they do not come out of the light now, because we will be more forgiving than they have been to us if they come to the light. Now, I'm sure there's a lot of good bar members, you know, good politicians and policemen, etc., who really want to make a difference. I believe that. You know, I don't care if some people laugh at me, but I believe there is, and I believe we can appeal to them and we can work together with them. You know, they can come out and say, yes, yeah, let's do it. Let's go back to the non-profit side, where we can be, where we can cooperate rather than, you know, be competitive. The the for-profit de facto governments are all about competition, and it's destroying us. It's not doing us any good. So, yes, these lawful people, and you used a few expressions which also have been stigmatized, you know, free man on the land and the straw man and all of this stuff. You know, this has been stigmatized and ridiculed too, but these people have been ridiculed, the likes of Dean Clifford, Rod Class is now in jail, fine man. They put him in jail through their legalities. He is a lawful man. And so you see, all the good ones have been thrown in mental asylums, jails. They've been ridiculed, ostracized, defamed, tortured. And this has been going on, you know, since the days of Hypatia, Giordano Bruno, Pico.
It's not just these people who are going into the legal fiction world that are dealing with these kind of suppression mechanisms. People who expose the corruption in the family court and child trafficking as well. I just flew down to Queenstown the other week, and all these exact same things were being perpetrated on a lovely man down there, Chris Wardell. And if anybody wants to go check out that video, some of my finest work, go to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/Mr News Guerrilla Media. Sorry, Santos, continue.
Yeah, you know, they like to chop these people down. They do it quickly. John Lennon was saying, let's give peace a try. He was whacked. Martin Luther King says, I have a dream, white and black and all races can live together. He was whacked. JFK, 10 days before he was whacked, he said, I will enlist you. I require everyone to help me in this great conspiracy that is happening in this country. He discovered, you know, through his efforts that the de jure government was hijacked by the de facto, and he was trying to bring the green back in, and he was trying to reestablish law. And you see, and many of these types have been whacked. Michael Jackson was whacked. You can see videos of him speaking against this cartel shortly before he died. You know, they turned him into a loony and a pedophile. This is what they do. They defame these people. Whitney Houston was whacked. Heath Ledger was whacked. Peaches Geldof, just weeks before she was whacked, she was exposing the pedophiles. The same with Robin Williams. A week before he was whacked, you can see information on the internet. He exposed the pedophilia in the churches. And he also exposed the military-industrial complex. Now, you don't want to talk badly about the military-industrial complex. You know, this is why these criminals, these banksters, are causing wars all around the world, because they make war machines in their with their contracts with all of this industry that makes, you know, a machinery for wars. So no use keeping these machines on the shelves. You need to generate wars so that you can actually use them. And that's what Blackwater and Halliburton and all of these corporations are doing. And so these people who speak out against, this system, this corrupt system, end up being chased, ridiculed, or whacked. Now, this is why I'm speaking to you right now, Vinny, because I'm telling folks the true version of what's going on to me. Sometimes I fear for my life. I don't know how nasty the entities are that want me to shut up. You know, but I will not shut up. I cannot occasion.
To me, it's been happening quite a lot, Santos, is that when certain truthers in a really bad place or something like that, and they need somebody to actually give a, you know, care, more or less, and just let them speak so that they can tell their stories, I always seem to wind up in that situation of being the person in the position to help. And I had a saying for a while, he who has the ability has the responsibility. But that said, this is why I'm not going to be doing what you've, you know, had the courage to do, actually go into the belly of the beast and fight these people on their own turf. I feel like I'm playing a role. I need to be here to support people when the apparatus comes after them, sort of thing, in a stable fashion.
Yeah, true. I'm very, very fortunate and blessed in that I have a lot of support, and people are stepping up from all around the world to support me. Sure, I've had some that have fallen away, I've noticed, you know, friends that I thought, well, would have been a little bit more loyal and a little bit more, but now is not the time to shrink back. Now is not the time to scatter. You know, we see our friends like Dean Clifford in jail and Rod Class. It's not time to sit back and go, I think I better go and hide away. And you know, it's not working for them. It won't work for me. It will work and it must work. And we are responsible to do this. As we live and breathe, we are required by universal law and love to be on the right side. We who have souls. We who have love, the spark of love left in us. It's really hard to show love in this world now because, you know, we've become cynical and hardened, you know, because of all the trials that we go through. But look, on the other hand, these entities that are making it hard for us to have paradise, probably realize that we are not mature enough or responsible or ready enough. So we need to stand up, step up to the plate and show that we are ready for the de jure government, which is basically nothing other than self-government. You know, we are self-determined. That's how we are created as children of God, children of light. We have the light, we have the ability, but we have to make that light, we have to grow that light, and we have to work with each other, Vinny. I see, sadly, you know, many of these lawful truthers that are ridiculing others. I see some ridicule about me and all the mistakes I've made. I've been watching a little bit of that on the internet, and it makes me sad to see other ones that, you know, have something to say and oh, we did this wrong and that wrong. Yeah, I've done a lot of things wrong. I would never recommend to people to do some of the things I've done. For instance, you know, when I was nabbed by the sheriffs, that was my wife who was filming that. I was in jail when that clip went on the internet. And, you know, I heard someone ridiculing me because I handed over my birth certificate. Yeah, that was wrong. Do not hand over your birth certificate, because the reason I did that, I mean, I had a brain, you know, slip at the time. And my thinking, my reasoning under pressure was that the birth certificate cannot be used as personal identification. And I thought, you know, well, I'm just going to bring that around. Back then, you know, I was in the thinking that that would be the only form of ID that I would ever use, because they can't use it as personal identification, and it is not lawful to. And so, I'm not offering that. I didn't put that clip up. I'm not offering that as an example of how to treat, you know, the authorities. I was belligerent. We should never be belligerent. With the laws that are governing society, the martial and bankruptcy laws, if you are belligerent, you are not, at war with your country, and they will bring you in. You know, we need to conditionally accept. We need to accept all things upon proof of claim. And this brings me to the other warrant, which is for contempt of court. I do not recall being in a common law court where I spoke and I was in contempt. I have never been in a court. I have never been in such a thing. I have not seen evidence, proof, or facts that there is a man or a woman on this planet, anywhere on this planet, that has a lawful claim or a verifiable claim against me, the man. I have not seen evidence, proof, or facts that I have injured another man. I have not seen proof that there is a first-hand witness to the facts that I have done this or that. And so, since I received a summons with it, which is nothing but an invitation to go to court, please remember this, people, please. A summons, you summons the dead. When they send a summons, it's an invitation to go to their court, where a magistrate who practices magic, black magic, hence he is dressed in black, will summons you with his magic, the magistrate. And if you receive a summons, dear friends, why would you go to a place of death? I have not seen a subpoena for a live man to go to court, a court with 12 peers. And so this is the reason why I have done my actions. This is the truth as to why I have not done as many other fools have done and gone and accepted the invitation via a summons. What is a summons? A summons is written, it's a writ written by a scribe and a notary. A scribe is someone who writes, and venae is an indulgence, dear friends. Yeah. Scribe and a notary. So those criminals from the Inquisition days are still writing indulgences, dear friends, and they're called summonses. And they wish to summons the dead. And who is the dead? That's the name on your birth certificate. In my case, Santo Bonacci. That is a dead, factitious person. And the Queen does not respect persons. God does not respect persons. And I do not respect persons. I will not commit the crime and the fraud of personage. All of our magistrates in all of our courts, administrative courts, are committing a crime called personage and barratry. Barratry is what the bar commits every day, whether they know it or not. So I'm appealing to the good ones that if they learn this and know this, that they come out of this because they are also hiding behind their person. You see? When you get a summons and it's got Mr. Santo Bonacci on it, or an affidavit, and I wonder if there are any bar members who are trying to come to me, a living soul man, with an affidavit, and the affidavit is to Mr. Santo Bonacci. Well, excuse me, I do not consent, and we are ruled by consent. They tell you that all the time. They can only rule us by our consent. And I do not consent to be a mister. Do not accept titles, dear friends. Just be your given name or the name that you wish to place upon yourself when and so you desire. I do not give permission to anyone to use Mr. Santo Bonacci and apply it to me, the living soul man. And hide. Fancy this. When you get a summons and it's by the Queen in all caps names, which Queen is that? Is that Queen Elizabeth? Well, I hope she turns up in court.
Well, it's Queen the Queen and Right of New Zealand or the Queen and Right of Australia. They're all registered at the SEC, the Securities Exchange Commission. And I'm just wondering as well, when they call you Mister, in naval terminology, when you're a sailor and you first get inducted into the Navy, that's the lowest rank of naval personnel. It's always Mister this, Mister that, Mister Whittaker, Mister Bonacci. You know, I'm not a sailor, bro. I'm not in maritime law over here.
Mister is a slave. Rome created this system since the days of Nero. When Rome burned down, so did all the registry records. All the records were burned down, and so Nero established a new system. You register in your municipal offices, and you register with a name that is owned by Rome, and unless you declare that you are living, you will be presumed dead, lost at sea, incompetent, insane, or a child. That is the status we have, friends. That is the citizenship you have in your birth certificate and in your passports. Please understand this because you have been enslaved. And this slavery must end. It's involuntary slavery. They did outlaw in the early 1800s slavery, but they allowed voluntary slavery, which is what we do when we register. We hand over to the Regis all of our rights. And so Justinian in the 5th century, he also added to this system. Constantine, with the donation of Constantine, which is a the Church of St. Peter's papal bull, which requires us to pay Peter's pence. Pope Boniface in the 1300s with his Unum Sanctum papal bull. I've exposed this in all my presentations. These are all the trusts that the Vatican set up. And they own the style of the name that is on those writs that they send to you in the mail. So look closely at your name when you receive a bill or when you receive a summons or anything like that. If the style is not pleasing to you, if it's not Santo of the family Bonacci or Santo, colon Bonacci, and if it's an all caps name, okay? In other words, if the name is in all capital letters, beware. Capital means kaput. It means head off. Kaput. So if your name, if they're addressing you in that name, rest assured they are wanting to steal from your estate, dear friends, through their Sestui KV trust that the Vatican created and the Swiss with the UPU and the rest of these gangs and mobs who are harvesting your energy. Do not consent. Do not allow them to continue to do this. It is your obligation. Thomas Jefferson said, when injustice becomes law, dissent is duty. Gandhi also said something similar to that. It is our
I thought that was a Martin Luther King quote. When injustice becomes law, resistance becomes duty. Wait, is that Obama voice? I think they're kind of similar.
You might be right, actually. I've seen it as a Thomas Jefferson quote, but nonetheless, it was said, and it is our duty. We cannot occasion the errors when we see them. If you do, you become a party to this fraud, and you must have clean hands, dear friends. And the only way to have clear hands is to be lawful. And let the liars and the cheaters and the stealers deal in their legalities and codes and statutes and enactments and all of these regulations and whatever they want to call them. I follow the law. In the book of Acts in the Bible, it says we must obey God's, we must obey God as ruler rather than men. If you go before men and judges who are Mr. or Magistrate, such and such, you are committing a grave, grave sin. For no one is your judge but God. No man will judge me. And if I am to be judged one day for a crime, and there is a verified claim against me, and someone, a first-hand live man, comes forward in a de jure court, well then so be it. And I will have my peers judging me. There will be a jury of 12. I will not allow one man to pass sentence, to pass judgment upon my soul, because I will be offending my God, which is light, which is consciousness. I will not bow down to these false idols. They are false idols. They are intercessors, usurpers of our glory. We are children of light. There is no creation like this wonderful creation of man.
Yeah, when you're worshipping a false idol, there is no such nice day for a white wedding.
Exactly. And so these are the reasons why I have chosen to act the way I have. I know that the actions against me have been very, very fraudulent. My family has been persecuted. My name has been defamed. They have used their public office to privately prosecute me and then enlist the public, flip-flopping from the private to the public. Now, and most people won't understand what this means, but this is crime. It is fraud. Either you stay in the private or you use the public system. These public lawyers and judges who think that they can just come after me and enlist the help of the public and paint me to be a criminal, I would like to know what that crime is that I have committed, because I don't recall such a thing in the 51 years of my life. I have not even I don't even hurt animals. I don't eat animals. I'm vegetarian. I love God's pets. You know, I don't stick them in my freezer for barbecues. So why would I hurt a human being? And so if there's anyone who has a claim, a verified claim, and who is a witness firsthand, has firsthand witness to the facts, come forward, please. You know, my conscience is clear. I have no blood on my hands. My hands are clean. And we must all be like this.
How long have you been wanted by the Victoria Police?
Well,
they put that thing up online, sort of thing. That was several weeks ago, at least, wasn't it?
Yes, and they pulled it down within a week. Crime Stoppers
really?
received so many emails from around the world from people supporting me, asking the right questions because they understand the law. And it was pulled down within a week, no longer available. Now, that doesn't mean...
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is. And the questions asked are the questions that I've already posed. Where is the bill, the charging instrument? Let's have a look at the bill if they're going to charge someone. You know, when you go to a restaurant and you receive a bill, it's itemized, isn't it? They've charged you because you've received something. Well, where is this bill, you know? Where's the verified claim? Where's the bond with supporting affidavits? These warrants are not real warrants, dear friends. They are fictional warrants. They are financial instruments. What they do is they create what's called constructive trusts, you know, bonds. They've got a bid bond, a performance bond, a payment bonds. They make all these sneaky little financial instruments and they make a lot of money from people harvesting, energy harvesting. And you should see how many souls go in and out of those courts and some of them have to go to jail. For what? This is not law. This is all about financial transactions of securities. They have securitized our birth certificate name, friends. Please, if you don't act upon this, at least understand this, know this, and you will be one step closer to freedom. We will be one step closer to you know, dealing with this and bringing about a paradise on this beautiful earth once and for all time. You know, we don't have to.
I was told once that there's no such thing as utopia. There's going to be no such thing as paradise, and I kind of believe that to a degree. Don't you think that it's more like an eternal balancing act where the good sometimes get the upper hand and overthrow the bad guys, and then you get a period of peace for about a generation or two, and then it starts to slip back into licentiousness, and around we go again. And I think that means that there's always something to fight for, there's always something to strive for, and there's always something to oppose, and there's always something that will be coming after you. There's only two types of people in this world. Those who want to be left alone, and those who won't leave you alone.
Yeah, that is true. There is good and evil, because of physicality, the physical world can only be good and evil. But beyond that is the causal plane, which produces these effects. And in the causal plane, there is only good. There is only good white light. And the Bible says God is light. God, you just add an extra O to the word God and you get good. This is why Jesus in the Bible says, "Do not call me good, for only one is good." What is being spoken of here is a beautiful philosophic truth that many people fail to understand. There are two realms. In the causal, invisible, white light, magnetic realm, there is only good, stillness, omniscience, omnipotence, and omnipresence. It's everywhere, magnetic light, the powerhouse of the universe. From white light comes two lights, red and blue. Fire and water, the colors of fire and water, the colors of positive and negative, masculine and feminine, good and evil, Horus and Set, Jesus and Satan, etc., etc., etc. All of the polarized duality that you can ever conceive. It all comes from the force of electricity, because electricity is a force, and it comes from magnetism. Magnetism is gazillions times more powerful than electricity. Electricity vibrates. It has polarity. It has wave amplitude. It's red and blue, the two colors. This is why the police car, ambulances, they all have red and blue. This is why flags of nations are mostly red, white, and blue, because they are teaching the science of the Holy Trinity. White is the pure, unvibrating energy, which is the powerhouse of the universe, and it gives birth. When that white light splits, it must split in order to create an illusion, dimension, creation, Maya, physicality, material things. So all the material world that is electric that you see that vibrates, atomic vibrations, it all comes from white light, magnetic white light. And this is what in our theologies is called God, the unnamed God. The named God, Jesus, Buddha, Moses, Quetzalcoatl, Little Red Riding Hood, any nursery rhyme hero, any hero, that's all electrical. That is good and evil. There is good there, but there is also evil. That God is called the divine because it's divided. It is divided. It's a divided force, and it must be. So what you said before, Vinny, there will always be, you know, good and evil. And yeah, well, what we are required to do is to balance the good and the evil. Bring the red and the blue into the middle, into the white light, which is the fulcrum, which is balancing those two energies, one positive and one negative, so called. And what we do is we bring that polarity, that duality into unity. It's called unity consciousness. And we can all do it. You can do it through meditation. Meditation is king. In meditation, you find the stillness. You still your body, you breathe. All you're doing is you're just going to the stillness so you can find that white light. And you bring the red in and you bring the blue in. You know, your left brain, your right brain, you bring them in to the corpus callosum, and you balance them. And when you practice this over a period of time, then you start manifesting it and practicing it in your life. And this is what the alchemical work is. The great work, the magnum opus, is to transmute our lead into gold and sublimate these vices, turn them into virtues. So all we need to do, you know, there's no law against love, it says in the Bible. It says, you know, the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, mildness, self-control. You know, there's nine fruits of the Spirit. And then it says, but there is no law against love. And so we are loving creatures. We are loving divine children of red and blue light, with a centering still white light, which is divine, which is from the causal plane, and which is what our true nature is. You know, some people say we are children of God. Some say we are children of the universe. We are children of light, etc. It's all the same thing. It's just different ways of expressing it. And we are. We are glorious. Our souls are immortal. You know, the bodies are not. But our souls, the oversoul, lives on. And so these hardships, yes, there are hardships, but if we work together, we can balance out the good and the evil. It's like a garden. There's always going to be insects. But if you don't take measures to control the insects naturally, not with, you know, insecticides, that's disgusting. That destroys nature and it poisons the food, the very food that you eat. But you can do things like mix certain crops so that the insects are controlled. Then you can have a symbiotic, biological symbiosis in your garden, whereby you learn to balance nature. If you can do it in your garden, you can do it, balancing the acid and the alkalinity in your body. It's about balancing everything. You know, it's no use having an acidic body or an overly alkaline body. Both of these will kill you. You know, cancer does not thrive on alkalinity alone. It also thrives on cancer, on acidity. You know, it depends on the cancer. It depends on, So we have to know how to look after the pH of our own bodies, how to look after the garden. And once we learn this, these skills have been taken away from us. Once we learn this, then we can do it in the community. And there's no need for being greedy in the community and stealing, and there's no need for crime anymore. See, crime comes from the lack of money, because money creates shortages. Remove this money that we have. As I said before, it's the root of all evil. Now look at the word money, take the M away from it, and you're left with one E. So the word one is hiding in money, because money is not about coins and pennies in your pocket. When the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil, it's not talking about coins. It's talking about the opposite of unity, the opposite of one. Money means duality. It means division. It means worshipping what is divided and giving more credence to it than the light that unites all things. People believe in good and evil, you know, so much that they emphasize these so much that their lives are dominated by this duality, this polarity, and they get unhealthy. They get sick. They've not meditated. They've not prayed. They've not been in the stillness to find this white light and to realize that everything beyond this illusion of suffering is caused by goodness, godness, same word, and it's white light. And we will all return to that white light one day as individuated spirits.
Have you noticed that this is how we've been divided over the years so easily over all different spectrums of everything, just to prevent us becoming one and coming together? You know, like, for example, even the pronunciation of the letter H, you know, Australians say H, and I heard that somebody in New Zealand wanted to change that by passing an anti-H speech law.
Oh, good one. Yeah, beautiful. So, yeah, well, look, the wordsmiths have been busily working with languages to corrupt them. Hence, we have words which have many meanings, as which is which. Right, or right. So you have a religious right, you can turn right, and you have the right to do something, and you're right on, brother. And so this has been done. You know, and this has been manipulated so that when you go to court, the judge is always using words, the tricksters judges, that is, they are always using words that will favor them and will unfavorable to you and will get you into a lot of trouble. So please understand, dear friends, that you know, with English, which is a beautiful language, it's one of the root languages of the universe. I've proven this in my presentations. Please take some time to have a look at my presentations on my YouTube channel, Mr. Astrotheology. You will see there this science, this beautiful science of how you can reclaim the beautiful English language, and rather than speaking legalese, which will bring detriment to your life, you can speak English, which is Anglish, which is Angelish, which is a root language of the universe. There are many root languages still, and the root language is the language of light. And so we need to have these beautiful words on our lips, words of encouragement, words of love. And we need to, really be using these words and not intentionally or unintentionally using horrible language that will hurt people or make them depressed. We can have a great effect on people. We can turn their depression around. We can turn their bad day into a good day. We can put a smile on our face. We can show love. Don't have any grudges. I don't have any grudges. You know, when these warrants came out for me, a special task force from Melbourne went up to Myrtleford and harassed my mother and sister and wife for 2 days in a row. And they were brutal, you know. My mother was so traumatized. My family doesn't have any grudges. you know, but they must cease and desist. It's time to cease and desist all of you entities that are hiding behind your names, your titles. You know, I don't care about solicitor, barrister, lawyer, magistrate. I don't give a shit about these names and titles. They mean nothing. When you are stripped naked before God, before the white light, you will see who you really are. You know, all this prestige that they accrue for themselves with their BMWs and Mercedes-Benzes and poncing around in, you know, wigs and uniforms, and I've got a title and I'm rich and there's my house up on the hill. You're going to die. You will die one day, and you will die disgraced because people know that you are stealing. Yeah, they might treat you nice on the street and hypocritically say, oh, Magistrate Sir Justice, you know, and bend over and bow down. But when you've turned the corner, they know what you've been up to. They know you've been stealing from people's estates and putting young boys into jail because they don't know the law and they think they are their name. Lose the name, win the game. It's, even though it's, you know, it's partially true, still a good logo, you know, a good expression. I've been using it for a while. What I would like to modify there is to lose the surety name. Don't be surety for anybody's schemes and scams. A summons is a summons for the dead. Don't be dead. Don't participate in this game, people. You know, Russell Brand, you know, he might be a flippant Jiminy and, entertaining type person, but he does speak a lot of truths. And what he said once is, you know, we need to revert back to de jure government and have admin bonds instead, admin bodies instead of politicians who make millions of dollars to steal our wealth from our states. We can do
that. What I find interesting about this is when the politicians are making money, they're not making money directly off of getting paid by your taxes. They actually have investments in blind trusts and things of that nature, and they pass laws and do deals with lobbyists in order to enrich those portfolios. So that way people don't know that they've got this big income, and when they leave public office, then they can sell up their shares, bro, with their golden parachute.
Oh, yes.
Oh, look, it's so hurtful what they're doing. These tricks are disgraceful. Mortgages. Friends, if you've got a mortgage, know this, that your signature on that mortgage document is what created the money. Banks do not loan money. They don't have any, friends. They do not have any money. They need your signature. The signature is what draws the money from your accounts, your estate, your de jure treasury estate. They have created a de facto trust called the Sestwy KV Trust, which is connected to your death name on your birth certificate, and they are stealing your wealth. They need your signature because your signature creates the money. Banks make 3 times as much as what you loan them in your mortgage documents. They on-sell that security to the banks, the original note. And then they make you a tenant of that house, and you are in possession of that house, and you must pay back a loan with principal and interest, and that is like 3 times as much as what the house is worth. They are just rolling around laughing at us. We need to remove these banks. We need to deal with the bar and this UPU and Vatican slave system, friends. We can do it peacefully. We can do it lovingly. We don't have to have a revolution. We don't have to do anything but open our minds, become awake, aware to this, and be awakened and join with one another in...
Yep. We can also do this hilariously, you know. Why not?
We can have some fun. We can have some fun. We don't have to be bloodshed.
I mean, here's a good joke for you. Why did the government have to close all its public schools? Because they didn't have any principals. And that's the truth of it, isn't it? The government hadn't had any principals for a long, long time. And it always strikes me as remarkably ironic that they tell us how to behave and do the direct opposite of what they tell us to do. Don't exactly break the law. Don't lie. Don't ruthlessly dominate and kill people. You know, that's illegal. That's murder. Well, bro, you do it all day long. Every single freaking day, the government's breaking its own laws. And when people stand up to actually try and obey the laws as they're actually written, like yourself, they break those laws too.
Yeah, because the public is not aware. And so they inscript and enlist the public to fight against these true lawful people, make them look like loonies, chase them, and they get the public to harass them too. But this is only detrimental to the public. It's you who are going to be suffering. If they're not coming for you now, they will come for you eventually. Russell Brand also said something interesting. He says, very interesting, he says, don't pay them taxes. Don't do it individually, because you'll go to jail. Let's do it together. Don't give them the taxes to go creating a perpetual war state. Vietnam, Korea, Afghanistan, Iran, Iraq, Argentina, Chile, Indonesia, Bali, Timor, Sudan, Syria, and it goes on and on and on. And wars will never cease because they are stealing our taxes. And it goes to war. It doesn't go for infrastructure, friends. The only infrastructure is created through treasury non-debt notes. It's the only way to do it. There are other ways, but these governments are hypocritical. They're unscrupulous. They are de facto. Either they come clean and be honest, keep their jobs, and do their administration work at our orders, serving the public, or they are removed and we can do it ourselves or put admin bods in place of them. And this is so easy to do, but it must be through awakening and through love. We will never get this unless we are responsible enough to be able to achieve it. And we can achieve it. We need to be strong. We need to build up our knowledge base. Go on the internet and study these things, friends. Study what it means, what straw man means. Study. Yeah, there's a lot of videos out there explaining what the birth certificate fraud is. Have a look at it.
It comes down to taking responsibility. And what this reminds me of, in New Zealand right now, they're talking about banning fireworks. And now on November the 5th, I was out on my deck the first day I had my YouTube channel reinstated, Santos, after 2 months, including 2 weeks leading up to the election, down, you know. And the amount of fireworks that were going up all around me, and everybody celebrating the last man to enter Parliament with honourable intentions, i.e. blowing it up, was like unreal to me. And I just thought, you guys are never going to ban fireworks. And this argument ensues on Facebook about how we need to ban this, we need to ban that, and blah, 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 blah. And I said, well, what's going to happen to people once you take away all of their opportunity to be responsible for themselves and for their actions? You're going to have completely irresponsible people because they've never known what real responsibility is, ever. And I think that's actually the point.
True. It's about responsibility. And, you know, it could be unsafe to default back to de jure government right now because who knows? There might be, a good concentration of immature, criminally minded people who are not responsible who might use it to their advantage. But certainly if we did default to treasury notes and de jure government, 90% of crime would disappear in an instant because people would have a home. People would have all their needs cared for because they could set off against their estate. There is nothing wrong with this system. It is pure. It is good. Prepaid is good. That's the system we have. It's prepaid. Here's an example. When you get a utility bill, please know that it's not a bill. It's a statement telling you that you, as a shareholder of the Corporation of Australia or the Commonwealth of Australia, you are receiving dividends from the utility company, the distributor. And so what you do, that little stub at the bottom of your statement, you fill that in, you put that into the bank, submit that, and that is deposited into the bank, and then the bank can give you the cash. You can go back to the utility company and give them the cash. That's how it was supposed to work. It's not a bill. It's a statement telling you that they are providing you, the sovereign, the free individual, with the utilities that that is required by law. By law, you are to have utilities, but not to pay for them. The government has already paid for them, so the utility companies are double dipping. Please understand, they are double dipping. How many pensioners would love to know that? They go without bread, but they go, you see them at the post office handing over those Federal Reserve criminal notes, committing fraud by using them because it's not their intellectual property, rather than making a bill of exchange or rather than paying lawfully by setting off. Let's get this knowledge around people. Let's support one another. I don't mind if people want to call me an idiot and want to dissent and want to go off on their own way, but I think it would be better if we were all supported. I think I'm worthy of being supported because I have all the good causes. I know all the good causes. I support all the good causes. Truth, freedom, love, justice, peace. And we can do it. We will do it. We are doing it. It's done. Hello?
Sorry about that. I was just on mute there.
Yep.
We're going to be coming very close to the end of the show soon, Santos. And I just want to, before that happens in a couple of minutes, I just wanted to talk about how people need to actually understand what people like you go through and the reasons why you do it. You know, it's not just you that gets hurt. It's your family. It's a lot of your supporters and things like that. When you see the persecution of your friends, it actually, you get to feel maybe a little part of what that is, but you'll never actually know what it feels like until you've been in that position. And I think people have got to have a lot of empathy and compassion, because the people who come out and I don't know, attack you because of doing all of this, it just makes me want to tear their thorax out of their throat places, you know.
Yeah, I understand.
What the hell is the point?
Yeah, well, look, if I'm suffering, you can rest assured that everyone else is suffering, because I am connected to all. The same light that is in you is the same light that is in me. The same darkness that is in you is the same darkness that is in me. It's all beautiful. It's all polarized electrical light, atomic vibration. It's all oneness. It all comes from the causal planes. And if there is, as Martin Luther said, injustice in one corner of the world, there is injustice everywhere. And we cannot sit back and allow one of our little childs to be abused by a pedophile. We cannot sit back and allow one child that is a civilian in Gaza to be destroyed by a bomb from the military-industrial complex. We can't sit back. We can't occasion these crimes and these sins against humanity, folks. We just can't do it. And I will not rest until my last breath. This is what I will be doing.
Yeah.
There's nothing...
I was talking about what our limitations are, Santos, you know, and somebody says, you've spoken like a true slave. And I was like, well, hold on a second. Unless I'm God, I have limitations. Did I miss something? There's only certain things I can do. And most of those things are pretty amazing. And there's a lot of potential in it, but it doesn't mean we have like what they call unlimited potential. Like, do you have the potential to grow into a 20-foot giant, bro? No, it's just not going to happen, is it? You know, and it's when some people are just kind of out of touch with reality, like going out and just going, 9/11's an inside job. Surely everybody will believe me the first time I tell them. It's a long haul. It's not going to be over quickly. There ain't going to be some freaking savior. You kind of have to give all you've got, and it won't be enough. All right, and just be gelled with that fact. You know, I'm going to do everything that I can, regardless of my chances of victory. I know that it might not be enough, but I have a moral obligation to do it any freaking way.
Exactly. Yeah, we can't sit down, Vinny. Now's the time, and it is a good time. It is a good day to stand up for what is right. It's a great day. You know, there's never been a better day. And feel for those who are in prison. feel for those who are fighting the fine fight. And no matter how, you know, where they are, you know, there are many ones doing it, whether they are in their, you know, community religion, their church, or whether they are doing this or that. Maybe it's not what you would do, but if they, you know, have a notion of what is right and are striving, you know, let's unite. We can do it. We can be a not a force, but a power for good. We can be a powerhouse. The controllers do not have the power. They have no power. Tony Abbott has no power. That's why he has a police force protecting him. They use force. Force is inferior to power, as in electricity is inferior to magnetism. And so what are we going to do? Are we going to choose to stay in our power, and are we going to be a powerful people, or are we going to reduce ourselves using force as the police force doing, and all of these armies and whatnot, and kill and bloodshed forever? Is this the world we want? Do we really want this? Bloodshed after bloodshed after bloodshed, you know, wars and reports of wars. It's we that are allowing it. We are allowing these forceful types because we have delegated our power, and we have to take our power back, know who we are, and stand for good.
All right. Santhos Banache, ladies and gentlemen, universaltruthschool.com is his website. You can also support me at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com and make a donation of $5 a month or whatever you feel like to make sure that I keep providing the platform and the broadcasting and all of that kind of jazz for the people who kind of need it, those who the mainstream media will either ignore or, if they're effective enough, they'll at least get demonized, you know? And congratulations, Santhos, on your demonization. Fantastic, you know? I was in front of a crowd, and the protest organizer was saying, Vinny's YouTube channel got deleted because of the video he made about the Prime Minister, John Key, and everybody cheered, you know? It was like, yeah, he got deleted. You know, there's an old saying among Lancaster bomber pilots who used to fly from England to bomb Germany. If you're copping the flak, you're over the target. Good on you, mate.
Yeah, thanks.
Now, I think we were supposed to have come to break already, but there's something weird going on with the little time framing thingy. So I want to just take a little moment of silence here. Just think for a moment, ladies and gentlemen, about all of those people who are suffering and pain and death and sorrow right now for your freedom and your future. This is Vinnie Eastwood, Mr. News. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you again sometime.